Political analyst and longtime Corvallis resident Bill Lunch explained something that a lot of newcomers to town may not realize.
This was a classic moderate Republican town.
But in the 90s, with the Oregon Citizens Alliance pushing anti-gay rights measures, Lunch says that started to change. Then people at science-oriented Oregon State University rebelled against what they saw as an anti-science Republican party. Now 55% of Corvallis voters are registered Democrats, with just 19% Republicans, and the same amount of non-affiliated. At the popular cafe Coffee Culture, patrons told us that between the university, high tech, and healthcare, it's no wonder that Corvallis registers blue.
In all of those fields, you have people of higher educational attainment, and there are statistics that correlate higher educational attainment with a more liberal mindset.
Equal rights, whether it's transgendered restrooms, just everything in this generation is leaning towards equal everything.
The state itself has been sorting itself out in terms of people moving to places where they find a political environment that suits them quite well. And I think this is part of a national trend.
Corvallis residents Simon Odense, Demi Belshi, and David Burnell. Benton County Republican Party Chairman Jerry Jackson says some of the economic changes that brought the political changes are not positive.
The industries that brought in the Republicans and kept the businesses alive have gone away because the rules that the federal government put on. We used to have 5 sawmills in this town.
And Jackson says some of the Democrats in Corvallis may not be as blue as they seem.
It's not uncommon for somebody that wants to get a job to change over to Democrat, get the job, and then change back to Republican.
While Corvallis is relatively prosperous, Bill Lunch says there has also been a switch to the Democratic Party by some wealthier residents. Take doctors.
Doctors used to be an absolutely rock-ribbed Republican constituency because they were small business people in a certain sense. They had their own practices. But physicians have moved out of their own practices and going to work for these much larger organizations.
Meanwhile, Eugene has been no slacker in adding Democrats. Due to the recent primary and easier voter registration, the city has added 10,000 new registered voters this year, the overwhelming majority of the newcomers being Democrats. I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.